When a parent loves his children, especially you fathers, if you really love your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren, you will never stop teaching them. I don't care how old my kids are, I still talk to them and I share with them and I try to teach them. I am their father and I love them. This is what God is trying to teach every one of us here.
Welcome to Somebody Loves You Radio, the Bible teaching ministry of Roel Reese in Diamond Bar, California. Well, today's lesson from Roel will continue our spiritual wisdom series with a call to keep seeking more in your relationship with Jesus. If you're complacent and going through the motions of religious activity, you won't have the depth or strength that you need to stand strong for Christ as an end times believer. Here's Roel Reese with today's teaching.
Proverbs chapter 3 this morning for our lesson. Proverbs chapter 3 on the blessings of wisdom. It is a message not only for fathers, but I think for the whole congregation, as Solomon teaches his son about God's wisdom. Now, Dr. Geisler, I heard, said that the actual church today is 3,000 miles in width, but only 3 feet deep in depth. And that is so true what he said. I believe that the church that existed in the past is no longer in existence. I really believe that. And you could actually see that everything that was prophesied in the scriptures is only of things to come before the Antichrist comes and before the second coming of Jesus Christ. No wonder Jesus said in the Gospel of Luke, when the Son of Man comes, will he be able to find faith on the earth? It is believed that as the years progress, the life expectancy of the church is becoming less and less every year. And the reason is that even though people are active in church, there is really no depth in the life of the believer today, like there was in the past. And yet, I believe that the Lord is coming soon, but I really believe that the church better wake up. Because we are living in some very critical days. There's an urgency today to really know God in depth in our hearts. If you don't really have a real depth in relationship to Jesus Christ, I don't know how it is possible for you to make it before Jesus Christ comes again, the way things are moving into the future. God surely has given us wisdom. Wisdom through the teaching of the Word of God. Line upon line, precept upon precept, as we teach the Word of God. And one day you are going to stand before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and you're going to have to give an answer to God. Of all your activities, all the time you spend on yourself, but what about the time that God had given to you to be with Him and to study and to learn about God? Because if you are a parent or a grandparent and you don't know the things of God, how are you going to give them to your children when they don't see the power of God in your life? How can you speak of the power of God and the things of God when you don't believe them yourself? Very important that we understand what God's word says. So they can trust in God. They can't trust in Visa because that will be vanished away. But kids know more now in the internet about finances and all these things. But what about God? The one that has cleansed us and washed us by His precious blood. He paid with His life for each one of us here today. That's why Solomon was so direct in speaking to his children. In Proverbs chapter 3, look at three things. We're going to look at this proverb this morning. Number one, a call to complete commitment of my life to God. Verses 1 to 10. In verses 11 to 20, a call to complete trusting in God with all my life. And then thirdly, we will be seeing a call to complete walking with God with all my heart. Three important things that we need as children of the light this morning. Number one, we need to be in love with God's law. We need to hunger and thirst for righteousness. We need to hunger after God's word. Look how Solomon starts his proverb, chapter 3, verses 1 to 10. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commandments. Notice that. Exhorting his son. Son, this is the way it is. I don't want you ever to forget what God's law says. Why? Because I am your father and I am teaching you and instructing you. That's why we take time in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, whenever we can, to talk to you about the things of God. So you'll never ever forget. Yes, son, I'm trying to brainwash you. Literally. I'm trying to brainwash you with the word of God. And that's what Solomon's teaching his son. I don't want you to forget about God. And I want you to keep God's word and the commandments of God in your heart. Speaking here of the commandments of God of the book of Proverbs, not the Torah. Here is the Proverbs. Then verse 2, look what he says. He says, if you obey me by observing all these things in obedience to the covenant of God, verse 2, then length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Notice what God gives to us if we obey, if we teach diligently our children. God says that he's going to extend your days on this life. And he's going to give you shalom, peace will be added unto you. That even though you may go through trials and temptations and situations may happen in your life, yet the peace of God will be steady on course in my life. Why? Because I trust the word of God. You see? I live by the word of God. We have to live by the word of God. Otherwise, how can I have the peace of God? When there are so many disappointments outside of these walls. And this world is so disappointing. But the word of God doesn't disappoint you. It exhorts you. It builds you up. It gives you wisdom. Then verse 3, look what he says to him. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Notice the importance of mercy and truth. Don't forsake it. Tie them up before you. Put them on your hands. Put them on your forehead. Put them around your neck. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the table of your heart. As you meditate, as you put the word of God in your mind and in your hearts, you see, then the word of God will never leave you. It'll be there whenever you need it. But if you never ever really read and meditate and really take seriously the things of God, the Holy Spirit, what does he say? The Holy Spirit not only will teach you all these things, but will bring those things to your remembrance when you need them. And the only thing that the Holy Spirit will ever bring to your remembrance are the things that you have ever read. And if you haven't read Genesis or Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, or any other of the books, but you're only reading certain books, then you're not going to have the full counsel of God in your mind and heart. You're going to be lacking. You're going to be unstable. You're not going to be balanced. You see? You need the full counsel of God in your life. That's what God teaches here. Then he says also, not only mercy and truth, don't forsake it. Verse 4. And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and men. Then what happens if I am in the word of God and I am obeying the word of God? And I'm studying it and I'm meditating, then the word of God, listen, God's instruction is going to give me a good side with man and with God. You see? I'm going to be okay with man. And I'm going to be okay with God. I mean, there's a balance. Then he says in verse 5, and this is really important, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Notice, not part of your heart. With all your heart. That is, the word heart here in the Hebrew literally means not only the emotions, but the intellect. Both are to be used in trusting in God. It is not just a dead faith. It's a living faith. As I put my trust in Jesus Christ and the wisdom and the knowledge that God will give to me, will be not only in my emotions, but also in my intellect as I learn about God and His ways. You see? And that's what God desires. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And here it is. And lean not on your own understanding. Don't try to figure God out. Underline that. Don't try to figure God out because you never will. You'll become frustrated. Just trust Him. He'll take care of it. Then, in all your ways, acknowledge Him. Not part of your ways, all. Notice that. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. Why? Because He shall direct your paths. Who's leading me? Who's guiding me? The Lord. You see, I'm not on my own. I'm being led by God as I read the Word of God. God tells me what to do, where to go, where not to go, what not to do. You see, tells me how to live, how to be a better citizen of the kingdom of God.
You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese. If you're in the Diamond Bar area on March 14th, join Pastor Raul and other solid teachers at Calvary Chapel Golden Springs for a family conference titled Family God's Way. Through powerful biblical teaching and worship, couples and families will be encouraged to build their homes on the foundation of God's Word. For more information, go to somebodylovesyou.com and click on the family conference graphic. Now back to more with Raul Reese.
Then in verse 7, he says, do not be wise in your own eyes. Notice that. Wisdom comes from God only, not from men. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. That's a good thing. Fear the Lord and get away from everything and anything that is evil. So you can be in good relationship with God. And then he says, if you do that, and he says, it will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. You'll be, notice, not healthy and wealthy, but he says, you'll be okay. And then not only that, but check this out. This is pretty interesting. In my commitment to God also, he allows me that God may be first in everything that I own in my life as I give to God. Verse 9. Honor the Lord God with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase. What do you mean? It means you don't give God your cast stuff, you give God your best. Your best, always. Now there's the exhortation, but then there's the promise, okay? It may be that some of you are not really getting blessed financially. Not because we give to God, but this is the law of sowing and reaping. But because maybe you're not really giving God your best, so how can you expect God to give you His best? Because the promise is this, that if you give to God the best of your possessions and the first fruits of everything of your increase, then your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. Notice the condition of our giving to God. It doesn't mean you're going to be rich. That's not what he's saying. But God says that he will give you and he will provide for you because you are giving to him your best. You're honoring the Lord with all of your possessions. And everything that is your first fruits, you give to God first. God is first in my life and should be. Then secondly, a call to complete trust in God. Do you really, truly trust in God? Now, if you really trust in God, let me begin in verse 11 through 20 by saying this, that if you trust God, then expect God to discipline you whenever you get out of whack. Whenever you start a strain, God's going to discipline you. Now, first of all, in order for God to discipline my life, I have to be a what? A true son of God. If you're not a real Christian, then God will not discipline you. Because you're not a son or a real daughter. But if you are a real daughter or son of God, then expect God as you trust Him to also discipline you through His love. Because He loves you. I mean, how many parents let their children get away with almost murder? If you're a good parent and you really love your children, you're not going to let them get away with anything. But you're going to discipline them by instructing them and then applying discipline to whatever they've done. That's what God teaches here. Look what he says. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest his correction. How many times we as believers hate when God disciplines us? We think, God, that's not right. Do you think you know better than God? I don't think so. God knows what he's doing. In the same way, when you're disciplining your children, you're the adult, you know what's good for your children, and so you teach them and you discipline them, and the reason is because you love them. If you don't care about your children, hey, go do whatever you want to do, just like Eli's sons. And become a foolish child and become a foolish parent, and your children will be destroyed. But when a parent loves his children, especially you fathers, if you really love your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren, you will never stop teaching them. I don't care how old my kids are, I still talk to them and I share with them and I try to teach them. I am their father and I love them and I care for them. You see? This is what God is trying to teach every one of us here. That as God teaches me and God takes the time to discipline me, he chastens me because he loves me. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 7 through 12 tells us that. That whoever the Lord loves, he chastens if you're a real son. If not, you're a bastard, he says. You see? And I am a real son, and you are a real daughter of God. If you were not a true child of God, God would not discipline your life. He would leave you alone. But no child of the light, no child of God can ever get away with any sin if you're really born again of the Holy Spirit, because God loves you and God cares for you. Look what else he says. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects, just as a father the son in whom he delights. God delights in you just like you delight in your children. So you want to help them because you love them. You don't want them to be destroyed. So you correct them, and you discipline them, and you chasten them. Happy is the man who finds wisdom, you see. How do we find wisdom? In the Proverbs. And that man who gains understanding, you see, the high value of wisdom, not only understanding it, but applying it and gaining it. Verse 14, for her proceeds are better. Now he personifies wisdom as a she. For her proceeds are better than a profits of silver, and her gain finer than gold. Hey, wisdom is better than any financial campaign, than all the money in the world. Wisdom is the chiefest of all. To be wise, to be strong, to be able to be led and guided by God through his word. She is more precious than rubies. And all things you may desire cannot be compared with wisdom. And who is wisdom? Jesus Christ is wisdom. You see? Jesus. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Notice that. Wisdom personified here is the woman, and yet he says what? Wisdom will bring what? Will bring blessings as you obey, as you listen, as you take counsel. Verse 17, her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take a hold of her, and happy are all those who retain her. Isn't that what Jesus Christ does in our lives? He becomes self-satisfying. He's leading us in abundance of life. He gives you eternal life. He saves you from your sins. He brings peace to your life. He brings pleasantness. He takes you into the path, not of war, but the paths of peace. And look what else he says about, she is a tree of life, and those who take a hold of her, happy are they, all who retain her. The Lord by wisdom founded the earth, by understanding he established the heavens. So not only is he creator of heaven and earth, but wisdom was there from the beginning. Jesus was there because he is God. And by his knowledge, the depths were broken up and the clouds dropped down the dew. Notice that. How beautiful wisdom is. And then thirdly, Verses 21 to 35, we have that call to complete walking with God. My full commitment with God. What did Enoch do? Enoch walked with God and he was not because God took him. Why? Because in Hebrews 11, 5 and 6, it says that Enoch pleased God. Are you pleasing to God when you walk with God? So important that we are pleasing to the Lord in everything that we say, everything that we do. Here's again the teacher to his pupil. My son, let them not depart from your eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. Notice again the value of wisdom in building not only relationships with one another, but building that bridge with God and man through the Word of God, through the teaching of the Word of God. Verse 22, so they will be life to your soul and grace to your neck. You notice how many times he spoke about life, the longevity of life, when you obey the commandments of God. Over and over and over, he tells you that. Then you will walk safely in your way, and your foot will not stumble. Why? Because Jesus is the light of the world. He'll actually show you every stumbling block in your life. He's leading you and guiding you. And then you don't have to be afraid of sudden terror, nor of trouble from the wicked when it comes. Why? Because my trust is in the Lord. I'm walking with God, so who shall I fear? What shall separate me from the love of God? Height, power, principalities? Nothing can separate me from the love of God. For the Lord, I love this, for the Lord will be your confidence, underline that, and will keep your foot from being caught. He is my confidence completely. I don't have confidence in men. Men fails you, but not God. Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due when it is in the power of your hand to do so. Walking with God also is not being selfish. You see? When you can help someone, help them. Don't keep it to yourself. If it's under the power of your hand, then give it out. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Don't say to your neighbor, go and come back tomorrow and I'll give you tomorrow when you have it right with you. Why lie? Why procrastinate when you have it right now? Be a giving, loving person. Do not devise evil against your neighbor, for he dwells, notice, by you for your safety's sake. Do not strive with a man without a cause if he has done you no harm. Be a peacemaker. Don't be always looking for a fight. Always to be argumentative, but live at peace with people. And then the peace of God will be with you. Do not envy the oppressor. You know, don't envy those that are drunkards and they're always fighting and doing things like that. But choose none of his ways. For the perverse person is an abomination to the Lord, but his secret counsel is with who? The upright. That's you and me. The upright, God gives a secret counsel, not to the wicked. And check this out, the curse of the Lord is on the house of the wicked, underline that, but he blesses the home of the just, the righteous. And who are the righteous? Those that have received Jesus Christ by faith in Christ Jesus. Notice the blessings that we have in this proverb. Verse 34, surely he scorns the scornful, but he gives grace to the humble, underline that, not the proud. But the humble. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the legacy of fools.
Well, if you feel you've become too comfortable and stagnant in your spiritual life, we encourage you to take today's lesson to heart and actively pursue a deeper relationship with Jesus. You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese. Today's lesson is titled The Blessings of Wisdom. You can get an unedited copy for a donation of $5 or more by calling 800-634-9165. To help inspire you in daily communing with the Lord, we'd like to offer you Rolf's 4-part series simply titled Wisdom. It's available on CD and flash drive. Underscoring the rich blessings that come from humble surrender, this study will motivate you to listen for the guidance and counsel of God's Holy Spirit. You'll also gain confidence to separate yourself from worldly ideas that run counter to the Bible's truth. To order Rolf's four-message wisdom series, visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165. We'll send you this collection on CD for $18 or the USB for just $10. That's 800-634-9165. Or you can write to Somebody Loves You Radio, P.O. Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 91765. Join Rolf for Straight Talk on the Somebody Loves You Worldwide YouTube channel every Tuesday at 10 a.m. West Coast time. You'll also find more live-streamed Bible teaching on that channel, as well as podcasts of all previously aired radio programs. This ministry is fully listener-supported. We're grateful for your tax-deductible gifts. Your partnership is a great blessing that enables us to keep sharing the good news of the Lord Jesus. And thanks for including us in your day today. Next time, we'll ask the Lord to transform our hearts and direct our steps in His ways as we return to the pages of His Word. This program is sponsored by Somebody Loves You Radio in Diamond Bar, California.